CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, to the Horn of Africa, to Ethiopia, torn apart by civil war these last year, months, and restored security around the capital, Addis Ababa, and apparently now restored across the country, because the news is the Emergency Act has been lifted following months of conflict that was non-transparent. There were accusations of war crimes thrown back and forth from Europe, from the opposition, the adversaries of the Tigray Popular Liberation Front and its friends around the world. But now what appears to be calm descending on Ethiopia. Is that genuine, Gregory? Can we trust it?
Well, there is a degree of calm over the capital, Addis Ababa. There are still problems elsewhere. Certainly, there's fighting still going on between the government forces and the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, the Marxist rebel group. But we're now seeing aid convoys going back into Tigray itself, including some from the World Health Organization with medicines, although it's worth bearing in mind that the Secretary General of the World Health Organization is a former minister and one of the founders of the TPLF. So he's a committed Marxist and had supported the, if you like, the draconian government of the TPLF in the past in Ethiopia. So he's not to be trusted, and he's actually wanting the Ethiopian government to allow them to put more aid into the TPLF, not just the Tigrayan people. But you've also got other areas where, if you like, the non-TPLF related fighting is continuing. We saw just in the last day or two that the forces of the Oromo Liberation Front, which is another Marxist organization but related to the Oromo people, very radical, very violent, very genocidal in their approach to non-Oromos, and they just burned down one of the 10 big government-owned sugar refining factories, which is having a big impact on the situation. That happened in the last day or so. So that war against the OLF, the Oromo Liberation Front, is escalating. One of the good signs is that people like President Erdogan of Turkey have probably stopped supporting the OLF because the Turkish MIT, the Turkish intelligence, was funneling arms and other support into the OLF to destabilize Ethiopia, until all of a sudden in the last 6 months Turkey became an ally of Prime Minister Abiy. So but Egyptians are funneling arms and the like into the OLF. So that's a war which Prime Minister Abiy is going to have to address next. And it's a serious one, because he's half Oromo, and he actually represents an Oromo political faction, which is now running the government. And he will have to address this Oromo threat, or else he will lose the support of all of the other ethnic groups in Ethiopia. And there are about 80 of them of any significance.
A related story is Sudan. The headlines from Sudan: two protesters killed as thousands rally against Sudan coup. Also, pictures of Sudan's top general lauding recent ties with former foe Israel. These are very confusing stories, but my memory is Sudan is part of the challenge for Ethiopia because of the Grand Renaissance Dam, and because the question has always been who controls the Nile and who has the power to control the future of Egypt. All of these things come together. So let's concentrate on Sudan. The Sudanese have a coup in charge of the country now, a military coup. Mm-hmm. Is that important to Ethiopia's calm?
The Sudanese military government, which we now see back in place, is of concern to Ethiopia, because the Sudanese military have allied themselves with the Egyptians in confronting Ethiopia over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. However, the Sudanese leaders at the moment, despite the fact that they're facing another insurrection at home themselves, are being quite conciliatory towards Ethiopia over the Nile waters at the moment, and so too are the Egyptians. Yes, they are saying that Ethiopia is not giving them the agreement they want, but they realize that Ethiopia is in the driver's seat on this. And secondly, that whatever Ethiopia does, even including capitulating entirely to the Sudanese and Egyptian demands on the waterways, nothing that they do in Ethiopia can make up for the reality that Sudan and Egypt continue to face the shortages because their populations have literally quadrupled in the past 3 or 4 decades. So naturally, there's going to be more demand for water, or shall we say, less water available per capita to the Sudanese and the Egyptians. And they have to find another solution. The real attacks on the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam and on Ethiopia were distractions, because particularly in Cairo, because the Egyptian public are saying we have to solve the water problem. President Sisi of Egypt knows that there's no more water to come out of the Abyssinian highlands where the Blue Nile originates. So he has to basically distract by saying it is Ethiopia's problems while he figures out what to do about this problem. The real problem is the overpopulation of Egypt, Sudan, and of course Ethiopia itself. So yes, they're making progress. The situation has calmed in that regard. Now, in Sudan itself, there are huge problems for this new military government because the rank and file, or the grassroots Sudanese, are not taking the reintroduction of a military government lying down. And there are massive demonstrations in the last week or so, not just in Khartoum, but across the river in Omdurman, where the old parliament was and where the great Anglo-Sudanese battle took place with Winston Churchill in the late 19th century. But across the country, there's dissatisfaction with the military government. So Khartoum is looking for other ways out of its problems. It doesn't want to expand the war with Ethiopia. It wants, in fact, to restore peace with Ethiopia. And this means, by the way, that it will cooperate with Addis Ababa in stopping the TPLF guerrillas cutting across into Sudan from Tigray as a way of getting logistical support or escaping from the Ethiopian forces.
Gregory Copley is editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing most recently of the protests in Canada, but we had to get to the Horn of Africa because between the two states, I have great confidence that Canada will restore stability and order and go forward as a prosperous nation in North America. The question about Ethiopia, however, remains open because of its adversaries. I'm John Bashan.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,